Broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here, day three, Collaborate 13. And remember, everybody, you can follow the show on Twitter at hashtag C13DEN. Everybody, follow it in real time, see what's happening. Lots of stuff are happening, right, Stone?
Absolutely. Day three, I'm looking forward to it. But I got to give a shout-out to the Buckhorn. Was that not a fabulous meal last night?
Yes. A-plus, 500 bodies of animals for all our vegan friends. Quite impressive.
No, hundreds of years of history and liquor license number one, I think.
Yes, yeah. In Colorado.
And all kinds of exotic game. And we've had a fabulous time here in Denver, and this is going to be no exception. In this segment, we are going to hear from OAUG board member, Miss Tammy Norton. Welcome to the show, Tammy.
Thank you, and good morning, Collaborate.
Well, we are delighted to have you. Now, I understand that you have responsibility for something to do with Hyperion. Can you get us caught up on that a little bit?
That's true. So I'm the Hyperion board member, and my job is to help Oracle become aware of the things that the end users are doing out there and what's going on in the Hyperion world.
So you're the voice of the end user.
And many other voices, depending on the day.
How do you pull that off?
You know what? We have great SIGs and GOs out there that help coordinate us and help us come together as a group. Oracle's done a pretty amazing job since the acquisition with this product suite. The user interface is now similar across many of the products. There's drill down into the Oracle ledgers and others. In each and every release, it gets more integrated and becomes one solution for all of the Oracle users out there.
But it also works for non-Oracle as well, right?
It does. It does. So we can use the Hyperion products. Hyperion loves all GLs. So even though they were acquired by Oracle, prior to that, they worked with SAP. They worked with all the different systems that are out there. It's the layer that sits on top of all the Oracle products so that you can bring your data together. Everyone's singing from the same song page, as we like to say, while running their consolidations, their budgeting, and their forecasting.
So you have a day job with Avanti, and what compelled you to be such an important part of OAUG? What compelled you? What were you thinking, I guess, is my real question, when you said, you know what, I think I want to be a board member. What was the motivation there?
You know, and I've been in the Hyperion world for 20 years, so I was one of the first 100 employees at Hyperion. I've lived in and breathed the Hyperion products since the DOS days, not to date myself, but when I saw the opportunity come up, and the OAUG didn't have that expertise on the board and somebody to be the voice of Hyperion, I decided to run for the board position. And you are correct. I'm not sure I knew what I was getting into.
Can you share a little bit about how the Hyperion products connect with the Oracle and non-Oracle source systems?
So there's different connectivities. A lot of the Hyperion products come with ERP adapters that sit in FDQM. FDQM is one of the fabulous products. Oracle is unique to having a tool like this that allows the users to bring data in from different sources. What's nice about that product is those adapters have built-in capabilities to drill back to many of the source systems like JD Edwards, PeopleSoft, Oracle eBusiness, and even some of the non-Oracle ledgers like SAP.
So what's the timeline on this kind of stuff? How long does it take to really implement these products?
Oh, I'll tell you, as a consultant, that is the number one question. And it usually comes in the first 2 hours of a client wondering what it takes. And the answer is it depends on the client's requirements. So we have been known to get Hyperion in as quick as 4 months. Some implementations, 18 months to 2 years. It depends on the requirements. There are so many different factors. How many products are you putting in? How large is your system? How many years of data are you going to be loading in? How many different sources of data? Do you have 3 sources or 3 GLs out there, or do you have 85 sources out there? So it's unique to each and every client's requirements, design capabilities, and what they want to do with the product.
But this is one of those things, if you invest in Hyperion products, you're going to save some money.
Oh, absolutely. The ROI is amazing. We like to brag about things like shortening the close, giving everybody instant access from their mobile devices, from the ability to find the numbers. Companies are paying their finance team to analyze their data, not sit and cut and paste in assemble, which we joke is what a CPA means, but allows them to... to, you know, gather the information and add value to their company, make quick and instant decisions based on the latest and greatest. We also like to brag that it's going to reduce their audit costs. So that's a big ROI savings. However, and having been one in my past life, those pesky auditors seem to find a way to spend that money.
So there's technical change, and it sounds like you guys have a real good handle on how to introduce that and manage that. Do you also find yourself on client site dealing with the, I don't know how to say it, the human side, I guess, the people side of the change? How do you deal with that?
You know, absolutely. It's important. And in our methodology, I've been implementing for 20 years, my methodology is client involvement. We like the clients to be part of the implementation. You know, knowledge transfer is key during an implementation. So if my team and myself have done a good job, when they go live and they own that software and they're closing their books and they're reporting XBRL automatically and getting all the reports out to the appropriate regulatory bodies, and they don't need our help, we've done an excellent job. So some key things in interaction with a team. Another big piece of it is upfront. Boy, as a company, if you put anything into these implementations of the products, put it in upfront and design. Get your key stakeholders involved. Find out what they want. What's their end game? Because if you deliver a solution and you go live and your CFO and CIOs and C-level executives have not seen it throughout the course and they don't like something, you haven't fulfilled what their requirements are and your project's not considered a success.
Now, you've been on both sides of the table with Hyperion, and you've been working with them for so long, other products for so long. How do you just stay so passionate about it? You just seem so fired up about what they offer.
Yeah, you really do.
You know, and I've been told that more than once, and how can you have the same enthusiasm 20 years later? And you know what? Even though it's the same product and it's gone from, I started with microcontrol, which was DOS-based, and went to enterprise, and now, you know, HFM and planning and S-based and all of the amazing System 11 tools, it's wonderful to see the $80 million that Oracle put in R&D. So I think it's more humbling that every time I think I understand all the things that a product can do, Oracle throws more new features and more enhancements and the ability to get more out of your product that keeps you on your toes, keeps you fresh and energetic, and gives us the enthusiasm to do an implementation. I know for me, when I start an implementation with a customer, one of the things I like to joke about is 50% of your success is your attitude. How are you going to react when something goes wrong? What happens if there's a bug? You know, keeping your cool and your calmness and being able to get through the storm, knowing that thousands of customers have been successful with the Hyperion Suite, and they too will be one of those customers.
So this is day three of Collaborate 13. Talk to us a little bit about how you spend your time. What do you do while you're here as a board member and as a practitioner in the arena?
Oh, so I started out walking around to the different vendors who have supported OAUG, thanking them for supporting us, talking to them, hearing a little bit about what they do. I openly admit I live in this Hyperion bubble and that, you know, there's a whole lot of other things Oracle does, and we're three of the 200 products that are out there. So that's a big piece of it. I've attended some amazing sessions. Hyperion had a very, very strong user base. We had these great conferences before the acquisition. And I think when the acquisition first occurred, we may have gotten a little bit lost in the shuffle. Where do we belong? Which group? OAUG has given those Hyperion users back that ability to have days of tracks of great sessions, partners who are contributing, who are giving back to the community, who are sharing their experiences. So I've attended some amazing sessions. I've had some good meals and definitely great cocktails. And I've just collaborated with different vendors and people that have been out there. So, and I'm also membership. So if you are not an OAUG member, please check out the benefits that we have to offer and what membership can give you, especially in the education, training, and webinars.
So can you share a little bit maybe more about, if you're a Hyperion product user, the importance of becoming a member?
Oh, it's awesome. You get the links to education classes, things that are free online, what's going on with the SIGs. The SIG is a special interest group. So if you like Hyperion or Endeca or Oracle eBiz, you can find that SIG that relates to you. There's information about the geos, what's going on in Chicago, what can I do in Washington, D.C.? Hey, I'm sick of this weather. What do you have in Southern California that I can attend? You're notified of the connection points. We do a lot of terrific two-day events that you can fly in the morning and stay one night, get tons of information. You can network with other people. We're working on a way to give enhancements, do training, etc.
So now, if somebody wanted to learn more about the Hyperion group within OAUG, where should they go?
You know what? I know Nicole is running our SIGs. They can certainly reach out to me, and I can help guide them to the right place, or just talk to any of the great partners who have supported this event as you're walking around the booth today, collecting your free stuff and gathering information.
Now, if somebody wanted to contact you regarding Avante, what's the website there?
Our website is www.avantecp.com. And again, my name is Tammy Norton.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you so much, Tammy.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate the opportunity. You have a great day, everyone at Collaborate.
And before we wrap, Lee, I understand we have a shout-out from a couple of other OAUG board members. Is that right?
I believe so.
All right. You're on.
Hi, this is Pat.
And this is Kat.
And we just wanted to do a shout-out to remind you to visit us and attend Collaborate 14 in Las Vegas, April 7th to the 11th.
Be a part of the GeoSig community, attend the multitude of sessions, and remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
So, we'll see you next year. Remember, 7-11 in April 2014. Thanks, all.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will be back in a few at Collaborate 13.